To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For hour two of the Daily Tip on a Wednesday, December the 10th, I'm Kelson Messenger, he's Michael Jenkins. In this segment, we'll go over our favorite looks in the NFL and our very first impressions as we hand out our first impression roses. Then at 7:20, we'll round up some MLB news, including some big signings for contenders, a little bit of college hoops, and then we'll end the hour by whining about it on a Wednesday. And trust me, this time of year, there is plenty to complain about. It is the most wonderful time of the year, she said, sarcasm font. All right, Jenks, I wanted to ask you this because I think the first impression rose segment that we do on the show is a good test of your first instincts. And for people, and I'm going to say like us, because I feel like I can kind of put you in this category of people who overthink things. I think I kind of fall into that category where, you know, I have a, you know, a first hypothesis and then I look into things and I'm like, there's too many sabotage factors. I think it's a good test to see where your instincts are. And I do think as the season goes on, maybe those instincts get a little stronger, because obviously we've been talking about this and we're deep in the season. We have a good sample size of work to work with. So I want to ask you, do you feel like your first impressions are stronger as the season goes on?
That's a very good question. I think so. I've learned over time that, at least when it comes to the sports betting space, most things in general, honestly, but particularly in this space, that thinking, it's like the old saying, think long, think wrong. And I feel like that's the case. If you look at any game, and every now and then there's always an exception to the rule. I feel like I always have to say that, yes, every now and then there's something that doesn't fall in line with how things normally work. But on the whole, I haven't found any real appreciable difference in my handicapping, for whatever that's worth, based on if I spend an extra 20 or 25 minutes. Like, there's a process that takes place. Maybe I have a first impression. That impression is supported by numbers, could be supported by where the money is going, if I feel like I'm getting value. Whatever you do to come up with your hypothesis or why you like a particular side total, player prop, whatever it is, I usually go with that because I found, well, putting in that extra work, just it's not benefiting me. When we first started this show 4.5 years ago, I would spend an excruciatingly long time on every game, like to the point of paralysis. Like, I'm spending 20 minutes on every single game. And on Friday, we handicap every game in the NFL. Like, imagine the time that just takes up. So I just couldn't do it. And I didn't really notice a difference. So now every now and then I might do a little extra work if there's a game I'm particularly interested in. But for the most part, no. What about you?
I think, again, as the season goes on and you have accumulated more knowledge on, like, all these teams, and plus, like, the eye test matters, too. Like, I think all of us can kind of see the direction teams are going. And also, I think that we've been in this game long enough to understand there are buy low points and there are sell high points on certain teams, especially in the NFL. The NFL betting-wise feels more like the stock market to me than any other sport. Because think about it. It's the most publicly bet sport, and a lot of it is reactionary. So you're looking for value on teams that people don't normally like to bet on. And you're also looking to like sell high on some of these teams, especially this year, that used to be, you know, in the circle of trust where people are like, oh, just bet on the Chiefs. Oh, just bet on the Eagles. And it feels like this year, especially, those are not teams you can trust. And those are not teams you're ever getting any value on.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the toughest things about betting is taking the name or taking the city off the jersey, whatever it is, you know, whatever sport it is. Because when a team has played so well for so long, and sometimes we'll see a team, Oklahoma City in the NBA is a very good example. And, of course, this can vary throughout the season as well, where the Thunder last year, I believe, at one point, for at least three quarters of the season, best covering team in the NBA. Same thing this year, for the most part. Now, that will change, but when you get accustomed to seeing one team cover, 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 or a particular player cover, 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 at some point, the lines will adjust, and that will change. But it's really hard, whether within the season or season two season, to sort of adjust and get that out of your head because you're so accustomed to that happening.
Right, and I think there is a game this week that is a prime example of that, and I feel like it already has me in a mental blender. Jenks, I look at these lines, and the first game that stood out to me was the Patriots at home getting points against the Bills. So this was 1.5 yesterday. Now it's down to 1, and you look at the Patriots standing at 11-2. This is a home game, and the Bills have looked beatable this year.
Yeah,
I think the only thing that stands out to me is that it almost feels too easy, right? And eventually the other shoe has to drop for the Patriots. But how many weeks in a row have we said that about New England?
Yeah.
Where we're like, oh, well, at some point they've got to lose. And at some point they're going to look bad. It's December 10th. Like, maybe that day is not coming. So when it comes to first impression roses, like, this is already in my teaser for this week. Because I think the Patriots getting 7.5 is a great play. But let me ask you about this game. Is the Patriots getting points at home? Is that just too obvious?
That's the way I look at it. But look, I am not going to talk you off the Pats with the way that they're playing. I think this is, when you talk about bias or things you've seen in the past, like this is where I'm challenged, because I see the Patriots getting one at home, and I see a Patriots team that looks very, very good. And then I think about how well the Bills have played over the past few seasons, and I think, man, this is a trap. It's a trap. Or am I getting caught up in the fact that I've been betting on the Bills? The Bills have been profitable in a lot of spots. Josh Allen has been profitable in a lot of spots. Or am I getting caught up in that idea and not accepting the fact that the Patriots are legitimate? The Patriots could win the damn Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen, but the talent is there. The way they're playing makes you think it's a possibility, but getting past those two narratives is really difficult. That said, I think I'm going to go Buffalo. I think this is a prove-it game for me. I need this personally. Like, I just need the Patriots to prove to me that at home, getting a point, you can handle Josh Allen. That's what I want to see. And then breaking through that narrative will help me in a big way. But I agree with you in that when I saw this play, I'm like, this seems obvious.
I think the problem with betting against the Bills is that Josh Allen can go off at any time. So, like, no matter what matchup on paper, you know, screams the other side, it's like, okay, well, is Josh Allen going to explode for 6 touchdowns in this game? Like, that's always the sabotage factor, and it just feels like he is matchup-proof. I will say the Bills against the run have not been great this year, and, you know, New England's just one of those teams that all around is just solid. Like, in
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every single aspect of the game and special teams and defense. And of course, Drake May putting up MVP numbers. And it should be interesting from that regard, where it would be interesting to me if Josh Allen completely outshines Drake May, what that does to the MVP race. Because, you know, people look at Josh Allen, they're like, this is what an MVP should look like. And if Josh Allen goes out there and accumulates 6 touchdowns and Drake May has a tough game, do you think we see a big odd shift? Because right now, Drake May is one of the favorites.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Right now, Matthew Stafford is a favorite at minus 160. Drake May is 2-1. Jordan Love, 10-1. Josh Allen, 14-1. This is when, I don't want to say it's going to make or break Drake May, because he could have a just fine game, right? Like, he could have a great game, and then all of a sudden, Josh Allen leads the Bills down the field, and they win as time runs out with a field goal, whatever it is. And then Josh Allen, those odds shorten and shrink from 14-1. But I do think that, I do think this is an opportunity to maybe put a sprinkle on Josh Allen with the way that he's playing. And with 4 games remaining in the season, there is still a chance for Josh Allen to win the MVP. He was the favorite just 2 or 3 weeks ago. Or at least he was right there. He wasn't sitting at 14-1. That's the thing about the MVP market, as we know. I mean, these odds shift wildly. So Matthew Stafford, 2 weeks ago, was not in the lead. Why? Because he goes to Carolina and throws a couple picks, fumbles the football, doesn't look good against the Panthers. He comes back last week and is lights out, and all of a sudden, he's minus 160. So that's the interesting thing about this award in particular, is that you're not necessarily out of it at 14-1. For a lot of other teams in different markets, you might be. Not in this market.
Well, and not if your name is Josh Allen.
Right.
Because I think it's very easy for people to jump back on the Josh Allen bandwagon, because we knew that he's been an MVP before and he already has that pedigree. So I think it's one of those things that if they weren't playing head-to-head, but things are very obvious when they're standing right next to each other. Mm. It's like, you know, Jose Altuve is short and you know Aaron Judge is tall, but when they're standing next to each other on first base, you're like, wow, that's really different. So I think that's the problem for me, is that if this is a game that has a lot of eyeballs and Josh Allen looks amazing and you're like, okay, this is what MVP should look like, and Drake May doesn't measure up, that's going to strike, I think, some doubt in the hearts of people who are voting for Drake May. All right, Jank, so I've taken up a lot of time on my Bills and Patriots questions. Is there a game for you that stood out when you looked at the slate?
That is one for sure. I have that right here, locked and loaded, ready to go. Another one I'm looking at is, and I don't know, like, I've gone through a lot of these games. I'm very interested, I think, in the Browns getting 7.5, which I know how that sounds. But 7.5 seems like way too many points against the Bears. I feel like the Browns have found something with Shadur. He's going to go up and down. I get that. The Browns' defense is really, really good. And look at the total right now. The total is 39 and a hook. 7.5 points is a lot of points to lay when the total is sitting at 39.5. And isn't this kind of a letdown spot for Chicago after going to Green Bay, coming so close against the Packers, divisional game, back at home now? Like, I think the Bears win, but 7.5 is a little too rich here. Kind of like Cleveland.
Do you think that's disrespectful for the Bears? Like, at what point are we going to buy into the Bears? Because I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not so sure about the Bears. But again, like, I keep saying this about other teams. It's December 10th. What else do you need to see? But I think the difficult part is just that the Bears have not been dominating some of these games. Like, for a team that has how many wins? 9 wins, I think.
Yeah.
It just, you look at the win margin or the scoring margin, and it's just not there. Like, a lot of their wins have been really close wins, and even against bad teams. Like, they have 2 wins this year that are by a single point, and those were not against good teams. Wasn't it against the Commanders and the Raiders?
Yep.
So that's the thing. It feels to me like the Bears are still a team that's fully capable of playing down to the level of their competition. And I just looked up the weather in Chicago. Going to be a high of 13 degrees. High of 13 degrees.
Well,
do not envy that.
I am not. And also, but that won't... Here's the thing, though. Of course, you want to take weather into account, particularly when you're in December in the National Football League. Chicago will be close to that or accustomed to that. If you're talking about Tampa or Miami or another team playing in Chicago, potentially, I'd say, oh, we can take that into effect. Cleveland's not going to matter to them. Cleveland gets terrible weather also. So it's not like the Browns are going to be affected by that. So at least in this game, I don't think it's much of a factor. I don't think it's disrespectful to the Bears. 7.5 is a big number in the NFL.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's a big number. So these games are generally close. Now, if this number were sitting at 3.5, 4, I'd be like, dude, what are we doing? Chicago's really good. But at 7.5, I feel like this number is where it should be.
Well, the reason I bring up the weather is because there's also wind gusts that are going to be, you know, prevalent, and that's, you know, always a thing in Chicago. So when you're talking about a total that's already low at 39.5 or whatever, points are clearly going to be at a premium. So another argument in the favor of the 7.5. And look at us. We didn't even talk about Shur Sanders. Look at us. I know that's going to be the big story in this game, and we'll see if he continues to improve. But I think it's more of a matter of, like, the Browns' defense, the weather, the low-scoring affair, and the fact that the Bears have played down to the level of their competition. All right, Jenks, I know we only have, like, a minute left, but I want to ask you about a couple ones.
Sure.
The Bengals getting 2.5 at home against the Ravens feels too easy. They just beat the Ravens. Do we believe in the Ravens?
Not really. I was asking our boss, Andrew, I was like, are you guys going to mess, because he's so over Mike Tomlin, like a lot of Steelers fans. And I was like, are you guys going to mess around and win the division again? He's like, yes. He's so angry. Like, Steelers fans cannot believe they can actually win the division and keep Mike Tomlin around for another season. It's their worst nightmare. I don't think the Ravens are that good. No. I like the Bengals here plus 2.5. With Joe Burrow, give me Cincy.
There's a lot of good teams this week who are getting points.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, if you're willing to ride the Chargers train, they're getting 4.5 on the road at Kansas City. The Chiefs are still favorites. What are you doing?
Okay.
Like, eventually, maybe they put together a good game, but until I see it, they need to prove otherwise. All right, coming up next, we'll talk a little baseball, some big signings for some of the contenders, and also what's going on in college hoops today. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.